Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on it. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home at 60s on 6. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
In association with Free Airwaves, Happy Years, and Just Play It, the 60s on 6 presents Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Welcome to another edition of our Relics and Rarity Show. I'm Dave the Rave coming to you from the No Static 60s Attic. Revelers here for 1963 on the G-Clef record label. It's a song called Hangin' Five. You're hanging with Day of the Ravens, our Relics and Rarity Show. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Love, love, coming to you from the No Static 60s Attic. It's our little love shack.
Love, American style. Truer than the red, white, and blue.
Hopes and dreams, my love.
1969, an uncharted record there from the Cowsills. Of course, from the ever-popular show. I love that show. It's called Love American Style. Of course, everybody's looking for love today. It's Valentine's Day. Day of the Raid with the Valentinos. Day to go looking for love. This is the great day for looking for love there. The Valentinos, that's the original version of that song. The Womack Brothers came out on Sam Cooke's record label there, the SAR record label.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And if you're going looking for love today, you might want to get the help from this guy, Cupid. Johnny Nash doing the Sam Cooke tune there. Cupid came out originally 1968, the flip side of his hit record called Hold Me Tight. Then, of course, in 1969, that record went to top 40 record for Johnny Nash, their song called Cupid.
1960.
Record that was on the flip side of a number one record. First number one record for the Drifters.
Who's gonna kiss you when it's kissing time?
Kissing time, kissing time.
And who's gonna hold you when it's holding time?
Holding time.
Says that could be a number one record on its own there. Flip side of Save the Last Dance for Me for the fall of 1960. Drifters and Nobody But Me.
Music power.
Watch out, girls. Here comes Mr. Heartbreak.
Travel my way at your own risk.
talking about me. David Ray, Mr. Heartbreak Day. That's Herman Griffin from 1963 on the Double L record label.
Watch out. Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot.
Killer record here from Bobby Fuller IV. One of his early recordings on the Exeter record label.
Maybe she is just 16, may never be a movie queen, but still she is all that I dreamed about. We talk for hours on the phone, and every day I walk her home, I swear to the world she's my.
Some flip side. The A side of the record was the original version of the Bobby Fuller IV's version of I Fought the Law. Jeans there from late 1964. They're from Liverpool. That record went to a high of number 130. Should have been a big hit record, though, for the Swingin' Blue Jeans there. A tune called Promise Her Anything. This is the only other chart record ever for Miss Robin Ward. This one-hit wonder there with that song called Wonderful Summer.
Jersey, and the rain is
Dave the Rave is confused. I mean, you follow up a top 20 record, a great song called Wonderful Summer. That's such a great song. It's called Winter's Here, Robin Ward. That record doesn't even hit the top 100. It's something like number 135. And that should have been a smash record there. Winter's Here, Miss Robin Ward on the Dot record label. Trio of young ladies from Hanover, Pennsylvania. They call themselves the Pixies 3 there in 1964. That peaked at number 79 on the charts there. Song called Cold, Cold Winter. By request going out to California.
Can I cry a little bit? There's nobody to notice it. Can I cry? If I want to, no one cares. Why can't I pretend that you love me again? All I've had has been taken from me. Now I'm crying and tears. Hot to
Of course, that gentleman will be smiling very shortly in just a couple days. February 17th, his birthday, Mr. Gene Pitney Day. That was the number 64 record in 1967. It's called Just One Smile.
If you're feeling blue because you never hear the songs that you grew up with way back in yesteryear, then you are in the right place. David's got the music that you thought you'd never hear again. Take a tip from me and you will agree, Dave's got a groovy kind of show.
Groovy kind of
Relics
show.
And Rarity Show.
Speaking of records that you probably haven't heard in a long time, this is going to bring back memories for somebody. It's Mr. Dean Barlow.
Lights up by the third window from the right. Two flights up by the third window from the right. The third window from the right. Two flights up. That's the one with the shade pulled down. That's the one where I do my crying every night, where my heart aches with multiplying every night. There's one shadow on the shade, and that's me. That's where two shadows used to be. That's where me and my heart keeps yearning every night. That's where I pray for your returning every night. Two flights up by the third window from the right. Two flights up by the third window from the right. Shadow on the shade, and that's me. That's where two shadows used to be. That's where me and my heart keeps yearning every night. That's where I pray for your returning every night. Two flights up by the third window from the right.
Came out on the Les K record label there in 1961, a Bacharach David tune there called Third Window from the Right. You're listening to the boss sounds of Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities.
Just out of reach.
Song appeared in a Otto Preminger movie called Bunny Lake is Missing there. Came out late 1965, went to number 113 on the charts. Should have been a smash record, though, for the Zombies. It's called Just Out of Reach. If you could put a label called a Should Have Been a Hit, that is definitely a record that qualifies there. I want you to all go looking for that record. Go pick that record up at Newbury's tomorrow. Just Out of Reach, the Zombies on the Parrot record label. Day of the Ravens, our Relics and Rarities get-together, coming to you from the No Static 60s Attic. Here's a record that Mitch Ryder would like to do. It's got that typical Sock It to Me Baby sound. Everybody always wants more love in there. A group called The Childs came out on the Giant record label there in 1967. Finally, the record was picked up by the Warner Brothers label, a major label, but still never a hit record there. Childs, C-H-Y-L-D-S there, and I Want More Lovin'.
Baby, it's been hard.
Of course, before you get that more lovin', you gotta find somebody to love.
But you left me with the strength to carry on. Though it hurts so much, I've accepted the fact we're through. Cause the greatest gift in life I got from you.
Baby, baby, you
wishing everybody somebody to love on this Valentine's Day. Group out of Philadelphia called the Dream Lovers there. You gave me somebody to love. From 1965, the record went to number 121. It was produced by one of the all-time great producers of the 1960s, the guy that I love, a lot of the records that he did, Mr. Jerry Ross, doing the Dream Lovers there, and you gave me somebody to love.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
It's a record that was discovered, I guess, by a lot of people when they watched this group on Ed Sullivan. They were on Ed Sullivan, believe it or not, back on May 29th, 1966. And the weird thing is, they were on Sullivan without ever having a hit record. They made this appearance back in May of 1966. Estimated 30 million people saw the show. Even after the Sullivan show, the record never even hit the top 100. Of course, had all the ingredients to be a hit record. It's our discovery of the week. Day the Rave picked that record out of all the records here in the Relics and Rarities vault there. The Thomas Group on the Dunhill record label, Sloan Barry Production, they wrote the song as well. Now, of course, how did they get on Ed Sullivan? How do you get on Ed Sullivan without ever having a hit record? And of course, I'll tell you how they did it. Tony Thomas, the drummer of the group, his father was, you guessed it, Danny Thomas.
We're rocking, really rocking, rocking with Dave the Rave. Will ya or won't ya? That's what I want to know. Please answer my question. Is it yes or is it no? Cross my heart and I hope to die. I'm telling you no lie. Dreams was you. Oh, don't you know, I'm glad to say I'm in love with you. Oh, will ya or won't ya? That's what I want to know. Please answer my question. Is it yes or is it no?
Thank you. used to like the single life until I met with you. I understand why people wet, so how about me and you?
Oh, will ya? Oh, won't ya? That's what I want to know. Please answer my question. Is it yes or is it no?
Capturing the feel of the British invasion there. A group called the Four Chaps on the Cohen C record label there for 1965. It's called Will Ya or Won't Ya. That's the name of the record. It's going to be a busy week for birthdays. Not only Gene Pitney's birthday, but this guy as well, Mr. Lou Christie.
Hi, this is Lou Christie, and you're listening to Dave the Rave.
That's a record that should have made it to the big time there on the Cold Picks record label there. Went to number 95. It's a great song. That was Lou Christie. It's called Big Time. Happy birthday to Lou Christie on February the 19th.
No, there's nothing wrong with your radio. You're tuned to Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities Show.
Goodbye. My eyes with a heartbreak ending. This is the moment to decide. Don't be influenced by foolish pride. Let's try to make our little love last. Oh yeah, because our love becoming a thing of the past. Remember, every now, our love becoming a thing of the past.
Almost a top 40 record for the young ladies out of Passaic, New Jersey there in 1961. It's called Thing of the Past. If there's something you'd like to hear, if you need to contact me, it's Dave Rave XM Radio at AOL.com. That does it for our Relics and Rarities show. We'll see you next week. Keep looking for Relics and Rarities.
Hello.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities is signing off now. Mom has to use the antenna for a clothesline. There's always more rare air coming from 60s on 6.